From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Russia said Monday it is too early to comment on policy proposals from U.S. President-elect Donald Trump, who suggested in a newspaper interview he would back dropping sanctions against Russia in exchange for an agreement to reduce nuclear arms. He made his comment in a joint interview with the Times of London and Germany's Bild newspaper, and he criticized Russia's intervention in Syria and repeated his campaign trail criticism of NATO, saying the alliance is obsolete. And just days before his inauguration, U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has taken to Twitter and some interviews with foreign press to reflect on his when and what he'll do once he's inaugurated. Post-election polls show that Mr. Trump won largely because of his tough talk when it comes to some nations such as China. In recent days, Mr. Trump said Beijing's one China policy should be up for discussion as part of future trade negotiations.
But for him to say that Taiwan should be a bargaining chip in some trade negotiations between China and Taiwan, I think is completely wrong and illegitimate. Taiwan is a separate nation. It's a middle-sized nation, and it should not become a bargaining chip. We have 23 million people who have democratized and live with human rights and democratization, and they certainly shouldn't be traded off for some supposed trade advantages that the United States might gain with China.
That's Monash University Taiwan expert Bruce Jacobs. Mr. Trump takes the oath of office as the 45th American president on Friday at noon, local time in Washington. VOA will have special coverage of the inauguration beginning at 16 hours universal time on radio, television, and on the internet. You just head to voanews.com. This is VOA News.